Minchas Chinuch Shir, it's Monday night, or LeBeis Iyar, and we're in Mitzvah of Beis, still Mrs. Tidya Petach Hamor, and we're up to the words. Oh, I forgot. See, I didn't even have a chance to look up that Gemara. I have to look. No, I have the place. I have to look up the Gemara in Chulin. Can you get a Gemara in Chulin? Perik Behema Makasha. No, Perik Behema Makasha is, I think, the fifth Perik in Chulin. Shchitas Imo Mitzaharoso. Where is Yeshua, man? Where is Yeshua? He wrote me this heartbreaking letter about missing last Thursday night, and he hasn't been seen since. Yeah, he was in America. Yeah, he wrote me a whole letter. But meanwhile, maybe he got lost.
He was here.
So, I didn't see him. When you go from America to Eretz Yisrael, that's when you're jet lagged. You go there to America, you're just plain tired because you went back in time, so you're tired because you're off, but you really need to sleep. Here it's something called jet lag. You're not tired, but your body's telling you to go to sleep because it's the night. So then you get mixed up. Okay. I'm just looking for this Gemara. I'm sorry. I really had in mind very much to. Oh, here we are. Okay. So, Vanim, no, V'yesh Chukta B'Shav. Khan. Okay, Vain Poydim Loi Begel, Loi B'Chaya, Loi B'Shuta, Loi B'Trefa, Loi B'Kalayim, Loi B'Kvi. Ayin Shasta few days of Manala Fatam of all of these, the Chose Shalom B'Shovyo, and the point is they're not really a set. Alu B'Shovyo pulled the Makol because it's worth the money, and you can be paid it with money if it's worth the Petach Hamor. We saw that countless times from when we started learning the Menachos Chinuch here on this mitzvah. Pein Pirush Rashi Kama Po'omim Mezeh Poshut. Yesh Pukta B'Shas Kanda few days of Manala, that would be a Bechiris. B'Chulim Ayin Dalin Amud Beis. He pulled in the Ben Pakua. Ben Pakua is, there's a set, it was with the A Emo, the mother was shechted, and, okay, so, right, you shechted the mother, and this came out of the womb, I mean, you took it out of, yeah. So the Gemara says, let me just see the Gemara. So according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds Ben Pakua, that's a full-term baby, requires its own shechita. It's a set. It's a full-fledged set. It's not just like an appendage of the mother's. It's a full-fledged set on its own. And there's no din Ben Pakua. We think of Ben Pakua, we think that you don't have to shecht the child. The shechita of the mother is enough. But Ben Pakua, according to a mayor, that's full term, you do have to shech. And so it's a full-fledged set, and you could for sure be poisoned a Petach Hamor with it. But leave it to Rabbonin, who say, and the lesson is, Chitas Imo Mataharoso, Mataharoso meaning it makes a mutzah to eat, even if it's a full-term baby. And it's like, not it doesn't get its chiyus from the mother anymore. It's its own entity, but still you don't have to shecht it. Shechitas even with the harazo, because it is like. So do you say that even though it's prancing around, dancing around, it's a slab of meat? It's as good as shecht it. It's dead, and then you can't be colder with it. Because you can't be colder with any shechtin animal, with any shechuta. A dilma, it's prancing around, so it's a seh. Right? It's a quite labor-tick a seh. That's the shaila in the Gemara. So the machlokes is marzutra and ravashi. Okay. Getting back to the Menchas Chinuch, there's a pluk that he paid him at Ben Pekua, but that's a Rambam paralach hates. Shepodim bo lufima shehevi atur mishmo the divi arash sasri hadodei the kambi b'choro posi kamar zutur the aim podin b'chulun shom perik v'hema ha-makasha posa kravashi the podin the igish b'zeh v'agol shal agilion ha-rambam madani melech shom v'nei b'shas amrinon the Gemara says alibad rameir the aim shchitas imo b'taharaso when it's full term. I don't know why we should assume it's always talking about full term, but that's where the machlokes from Meir and Rabbanana. But okay, that will be the case. It's full term. So according to a Meir, that ein shechita simo mitaharaso, which requires its own shechita, meaning it's a full fledged sev lo tiboila kiv the torn shechita sev ma'al yehu. Rak le Rabbanan deino torn shechita kibisuk b'dikul dami is like a slab of meat hanging up from a hook in the butcher store, and therefore you cannot be paid with it, because it's not a seh, it's a piece of meat, it's shchuta. I do, but keep the rod vazil, since it's prancing and dancing around, so podin bo. Ubezeh pligi. Mazutra sovar ein podin, ravashi sovar podin. Ulefizeh, benisnablo ha'ein. Let's say the mother became an availer before you could shecht it. O nimtzus treifa, when you shecht it. The havalad eino nita b'shchita simo, rak b'shchita sasmo. The din is, it does not become mutter to eat b'shchita simo, if the shchita simo did not make the mother mutter to eat. Either because the mother became an availer or was a treifa. So the shchita does not make the mother mutter to eat, it doesn't make the child mutter to eat either. The dalit, But you could shecht it. The dalet simonim achshav beirachmona. That's a phrase of the Gemara. It means because really it could be mounted this animal in one of two ways, through the shechita of the mother or the shechita of the child. That's called b'shechitos dalet samamonim shayirachmona. You know, you always shecht two simonim in an animal. Here you could shecht the mother or shecht the child. So, okay. K'mavur b'chulin shom amalala v'yaredeya samin yud gimel siv gimel v'avay poidin. So if the mother was nisnabla or nimtzus treifa, will you have to shecht the child to make a mutter? Then at this point, before you shecht it, obviously, the child is a full-fledged seh, and you can certainly use it for pidyon petach hamor. Vaday poidin k'moy v'rameya, the poidin by keeping the torn shechita. So like according to Mary, you could always be poidin with it, because it requires shechita. So here, even if in particular circumstances it requires shechita, but it's its own person, it's its own seh, and it's called a seh, and you can be paid with it.
Even from Rabbanan,
because here Rabbanan would be my death to Rabbeir, because we're talking about that the shechita on the mother is meaningless because it's a faithful or an availer. Achbemus Rashi b'chayrus v'chulen. Pirish, he has a different svara. The svara is my sutra, the ain poidin, the yolev sese mi pesach. The pesach posel, shemnavi ben pukua yotze dofer. To be a korban, it can't be a yotze dofer, it can't be a cesarean. And then every ben pukua, they don't take it out through the rachem, they take it out like with an operation. So he has a different source. Rashi and Bechayrus that Yalav Sasemi Pesel who Pesel Pesel who should not be Ben Bekua Yotzen Dofen who will feed her Gam Trefa on his Nablo Imo have a Gam Ken Yotzen Dofen. So that's the problem, so certainly now it's also Yotzen Dofen, and you learn out from Pesach that you can't use it for Pidyon Petach Hamor either. אך באמס התויס אשר בחולין דבימאל של דגומר מקשם על רשי ימינו דל רב מאיר פוידן פוידן משום דיוס הדויפן אף רב מאיר אין פוידן על כן פירשו דבי כשופר which is the way we've been learning until now that it's like shofar not because the Torah says it's mutter Bain Rashba Chulun Shomim Kein Lufi Zeh Poidim Benoi Lod Ben Atreifa A Rashba Matoriz Das Rashi The Bemis Bethchilo Sahab Oya Oya Soidven De La Rab Meir Poidim Ula Maskona Ula Mandi Oma Di Alof Mitezah Lech Uli Alma Ein Poidim Dabi Yoitzin Doifin Ula Toysus Poidim In other words, he says, there hasn't said the Tully in the Maskona of the Gemara The Avamina of the Gemara The Maskona is not like that Shuvar Isi, Bashir Knesset, and Dalla Bagos, Atur Khan, Linyani Paskini, Krameir, Dorbin Ephraim, Paisa, Krameir, because of the Tolly Bashit, the Seilu, Union Shom, Hachanami, we call the Komefshu, the Nilo, and Atreifa, Filu, and Nome, Kadivri Atoysis, the Machmas Yetzi, Doifan, and Chashash, Rakta Havika Shochut, we call the Komdivan, and Zbor, Bechul, and Afayan, and Midbeis, the Shechita, Sima, Hayamahani, Lo, Yetara, Minad, Lavela, Efshu, Havika Shochut, Sasano, Zubishech, the mother, it turns out to be a treifa, rather there is an accomplishment to the shechita. But the mother is no longer an avela. That's the din. When you shecht, I'm sorry, the mother is not considered an avela. When you shecht the treifa, then the carcass is not an avela to give us to. The shechita is metaret. So if the shechita is metaret, so then maybe the child also, and then that means that you related the shechita was relevant. The shechita was relevant. Then already the shechita was relevant. So then maybe you cannot use the child to be pointed at the chamor because it has a din of shechita. Once you say the shechita was relevant in any way. Okay, vein pointed at the psuli the Kesviv Chayok says, which are Chayos, and Varehim Kachayos. So the Torah seems to compare, or use a Lashon similar to Suli HaMukdoshim, when being poder the Balmum, Kesviv Chayol, that's Suli HaMukdoshim, but they ain't poidim because they're like a Chayos. Who b'shas did beizim and aleph Rambam ha'ochates? B'chol heiched the ain poidin ha'inu b'torah. Set. Here we go again. Avu b'shivay mutter. B'chol hani liachomim and amikdash. Came from Barashi. Ubetur. Ubeshulchan Aruch. Lezeh pashut. Zion. What we have is Zion. Who b'shas taf yud beizim and beiz? The ain poidin petach hamor bebehema shvius. What does Shvehima Shvius mean if you exchange Peirush Shvius for a behemoth? So the din is that the Kedusha of Peirush Shvius gets transferred once, not transferred, it stays on the Peirush Shvius, but whatever you use to purchase it with gets nitzvah, and then if you go on and switch it again and again and again, the Kedusha keeps going off the item and going on to the next item and on to the next item. So the ain poison petach hamor bebeim shvius. How did you get beim shvius? You traded it for some payroll shvius. You got korah shvius. Loch levloila schayra. Right, it has kedusha shvius. You're not allowed to use it for schayra. And being poison petach hamor, when it is called, you're using it for schayra. Bedavka vadei petach hamor, the soklit no lekayin habikamoy schayra. Avul soklit petach hamor, the you're allowed to keep. The mafresh tleh, v'hula atzvo, pozo b'seh shvius. Why do I have his chayram? Because everything's internal in your house, around your living room. V'chein abu abaramam kem alochi yir alef. V'ad dafka sovik betach amore, l'kolega den torach litam l'koyen, whenever you wouldn't have to give it to the koyen. V'den koyen ha mafresh seh litas betach amore shal Yisrael, shenitam lo, he gave it to him. Once there's a din, you have to collect it. Then once there's a din, so that even if it doesn't carry over for pidyon, so you can use it. בדמי שביעס, בדיעבד בודוי, כמו ידעו של הקדשים של דמי שביעס. והוא בירושלמי, והוא בפירש פרק חס לשביעס, משפחס, והוא גם בדיעבד בקדשס. I did not have a north and fair spheres, but if you did, so the evidence good position. Ein Rama Perikei Me'ishas Elach HaGimel V'mishal Melech Shav Ochanani B'di Evet Podu Vayim B'kidushin Daf Den Beis U'Menal Toysen Tevi Yamaskol HaMakadesh Gospel Lehenji Af Al Gav T'lo Ocho V'lo Yisoy Ro. Again, if you use Parash V'yus or if you use this for to be paid at the Fetach Hamor Abba gab the loch of loy l'schoyra koma koma diabla mekach kai vayen toises ayin abba gizorit al somach vayin 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 toises kan divir maschil vada hikshu ki tchan maschil da also vikach vayin mitzmei abbi perish vayin. That's in the Mishnah there or even here, but that's why it's called schoyra. It's a behemoth tmei, it's a chamor. The temo afra bonon lo yosru the ein hanosu will be your shove. Well, behemoth tmei hanosu be your shove. Why can't? Why isn't it a legitimate use for shvius? What's on no be your shove if you use for firewood? I guess. Uvem is levi ataisus tmuin. What's he giving us aitzus for? The mishnah mefuresh is b'shvius. And now, ein lochem behemot mei v'avodim b'karkos b'perish v'yus. It's an illegitimate use of perish v'yus. V'heroli b'flagecha d'chushu zu ha'ikshagon v'ezer v'godim v'utema v'mitzvah shvius ha'arich mitzvah Hashem. Okay. L'chor ha'koshin yom yiyah b'diyevan ha'mekach kayim o'ay kedushin o'ay p'idin ha'mekach ha'musa d'rachman o'ay sever d'avid o'ay mahani, and he's certainly going to be spending a few pages on that as we get up to that sugya. Yeah, should we push the test? Let's push the test. Two more paragraphs. Ukmarit al gazi tilfel. Well, Rambam can pose a halacha test, but didn't it? It looks like a different animal. It doesn't look like a set. The husafek upadui. Lama bekvi near a mitzvah halacha ches that he would be given any upadui. Chashav lei b'chol hani the badai lav sedin. So what's the difference? I ain't shem shemid as a Rambam in the matronos who will be there from the halach. The school is the three sayyid matronos. Which most cases where it looks like a different animal, they retain some distinctive features of the mother. Whether it's a horse, it has the ears, the horse. Kimelin and Bechorle Nechshu Benidma Rakavi Balmum Balmum Poidin Bufasim. Just that it's done like a Balmum. That's why it's not a good carbon. But that's all. There's no other chisaron with it. It has a mum, so it's the mum's temporary. Okay. Okay, good. Yes, that was Tanya. Oh, the meat of the tray for that was not shechted.
Not in general, but yeah, it was an estimate.
If it's shechted, it's not matanik. The shechita helps. It's not called an avela.
It sounds like it's better than an avela in this case.
Yes, it's not an avela. And it's not matanik.
This would always fly, even if there was no blood.
Yeah. Any tray for that you shecht. Any trefa that you shecht is not the tamei.